Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Around 4,000 triathletes are expected to participate in the Ironman Challenge this weekend. Tim Brochus with the Ironman Group is joining us to break down the course and what spectators can expect from the triathlon. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Vicky.
Obviously, this course is not for the faint of heart. It's like 140.6 miles. That 0.6 is very important between swimming, cycling, and running. And you're sold out. How does an athlete prepare for such a daunting triathlon for meager folks like myself?
You're right. It's a long day. It's 140.6 miles, like you said. It's a 17-hour race. It truly is something that takes most people a full year to prepare for.
Yeah. And given that last year's triathlon was canceled due to severe weather, I could just imagine that was such a bummer for people who were training for something like this. The forecast looks pretty favorable this weekend. How does weather play a factor in how triathletes perform?
Yeah, great question. It was tough last year having that atmospheric river come and just absolutely uproot the city and the event. So we have that typical beautiful California weather this weekend that we're, you know, forecasted for, and hoping that, you know, for us having low 70s, that kind of helps the athletes, you know, stay cool throughout the day, helps them stay hydrated and not, you know, have muscle cramps and all the things that come along with racing 140.6 miles.
Yeah, this is going to be taking place in Sacramento this weekend. Walk us through the path that these triathletes will follow from running, swimming, and cycling throughout a 140.6 mile course.
Yeah, so they're going to start in the American River, and they swim 2.4 miles in the river into the Sacramento River, and they'll get out and actually head to the transition area where they'll pick up their bikes, and they're going to ride 112 miles. Most of that is in the Sacramento Delta area. So through beautiful wineries, it's a flat, fast course. And then they'll finish a full marathon in the heart of downtown. That's 26.2 miles, finishing right at the Capitol.
Wow. How long does that take for maybe like the fastest one, or on average? How long does all of that take?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It's fast, and it's crazy to think how incredible some of these athletes are. They can finish in about 8 hours. We'll see some of the first finishers. And many folks like myself would take the full 17 hours and finish right then under the wire in 17 hours.
Wow, that is incredible. There's been a little bit of discussion about safety for triathletes around Discovery Park. What safety precautions are put in place, you know, in terms of lighting and security and things like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. The city agencies, police agencies, rangers have been out regularly letting everybody know that this event is coming through. We're going to have light towers out there. We have roving bicycle rangers. Our staff is out there. Our volunteers will also be out there. So a lot of security up in that area. Not terribly worried about it. It's going to be a great way to highlight the city.
Thank you so much for joining us, Tim. Really excited for all of these triathletes who will be fanning out across the greater Sacramento area on land and water.
That's right. Thank you.
Tim Brochus is with the Ironman Group, breaking down the course and what spectators can expect from the 140.6-mile triathlon taking place this weekend in Sacramento. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.